Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Back in the early years of the Nintendo GameCube, there was once a Star Fox spin-off game that released for the console, but has since been largely overlooked, or dare I say, buried and forgotten over the years. A game with the rather straightforward title of Star Fox Adventures. Star Fox Adventures released in 2002 on the GameCube during the console's second year on the market. Most Star Fox games are famed for their rail shooter gameplay taking place in a Star Wars-like sci-fi space battle setting, and though Star Fox Adventures does include a little of that gameplay in some of its levels, the game received its name for the fact that it is largely an action-adventure game, very much in the style of The Legend of Zelda in terms of combat and level design. In the game's story, 8 years after Star Fox defeated Andross in the events of Star Fox 64, the squadron are short on funds and investigate an invasion on Dinosaur Planet within the Lilac star system. Then their leader, Fox McCloud, discovers that the planet has been broken into suspended pieces due to its ancient temples having their spellstones and spirits stolen away by the reptilian menace, General Scales, who seeks to conquer the planet for himself. And so, Fox sets out to restore the planet to its original form, although during the game's prologue, a blue fox by the name of Crystal originally attempted to do just that by herself, but unfortunately, she ends up being trapped in a magical crystal and can only guide Fox McCloud via telepathy and her staff he inherits until he manages to revive the planet. Though Star Fox Adventures was praised for its detailed graphics at the time and for its new designs of the Star Fox characters, it was criticised for its slightly awkward voice acting, but was particularly criticised for its departure from the rail shooter gameplay from the previous Star Fox games, with some more detailed critiques explaining that its level design in terms of game progression, particularly towards the end of the game, was rather flawed. But regardless, the game performed well, selling over 200,000 copies in Japan, being the fastest selling GameCube game at the time, and it sold over 1 million copies in the US. Dinosaur Planet and the new character Crystal appeared in later Star Fox entries following the release of this game, up until the 2010s when the Star Fox series kept receiving reboots to Star Fox 64, that is. Although, Crystal made her most recent appearance as a summonable assist trophy in Super Smash Bros. Ultimate for the Nintendo Switch in 2018, so she's not completely forgotten by Nintendo. Although most interestingly, Star Fox Adventures wasn't originally intended to be a Star Fox game, nor was it originally meant to release on the GameCube. The game was first developed for the Nintendo 64 under the title Dinosaur Planet, featuring the same action-adventure gameplay as the final release, but featured two protagonists that the player could alternate between within the game. Saber the Wolf, who would eventually be replaced by Fox McCloud, and Crystal the Fox, who did make it into the final game, but had her active role in the story greatly reduced to a damsel in distress and was also redesigned to act as eye candy for the player. And no, I'm not making this up. The British development team who worked on Dinosaur Planet, Rare, had already made games for Nintendo before, in particular the Donkey Kong Country series on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. And though they mostly developed Dinosaur Planet by themselves, Nintendo approached them nearing the release of their newest console at the time, the GameCube, and proposed to merge Rare's game Dinosaur Planet with Nintendo's own concepts for a new Star Fox game they were working on. And that is how Star Fox Adventures came to be. It was also Nintendo's request to have Crystal redesigned and have her role reduced in the final version of the game, which I personally think was a poor choice in the end. Though there was limited footage and information available of the game at the time when it used to be known as Dinosaur Planet, a prototype of the Nintendo 64 version of the game leaked online in 2021 after being acquired by a collector from Sweden, and this build of the game was near enough complete, featuring full voice acting, working save files, and gameplay switching between the old protagonist Saber and Crystal that many thought created a better narrative for the game compared to the final release. And that's not all. A recompiled version of Dinosaur Planet is currently in development as of May 2025, reverse engineering and remastering the game so that more people can play Star Fox Adventures' original prototype for themselves in a stable form, once it eventually releases, of course. Join me again next time.